This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is set to discuss the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. Biden's transition in office said he will, quote, discuss the shared sacrifices Americans are making this holiday season and say that we can and will get through the current crisis together, end quote. Tuesday, Biden declared that the United States is, quote, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, end quote, signaling a marked change from outgoing President Donald Trump's mantra of America first. Biden's comments came as his transition to power gets underway after a government agency declared him the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election. Meantime, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. Iran State TV says Iran's president has reiterated his hope President-elect Joe Biden will return America's Iran policy to where he left it as vice president 4 years ago and return to Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has our story.
Hassan Rouhani says if Iran and the U.S. could find a path back to the situation on January 20, 2017, President Donald Trump's inauguration day, it could be a huge solution for many issues and problems. Under Trump, tensions between the U.S. and Iran have escalated. Rouhani has called on Biden to explicitly condemn Trump's maximum pressure campaign, as well as compensate for wrong policies pursued over the last 4 years, a possible reference to the massive financial losses Iran has suffered as a result of Trump's sanctions campaign. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The Syrian army said early Wednesday Israeli airstrikes hit an area in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where military defectors say there's a